Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Our buddy Trayvon tweeted us that he's been listening. He liked that story about the Cowboys. He actually grew up, he said, Stubb, in a split house, a house divided. Dallas fan and Washington. I think his mom was a Washington fan. His dad was a Cowboys fan. That's got to be difficult. I don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
For this was it for me. My mom was from Baltimore. Her family's a Ravens fan. My dad's from New York, but became a Redskins fan in like 89, 90. And so in my household, my dad was a Redskins fan. My mom couldn't give a crap about football. She could not care less. Even though her parents were from Baltimore, she never watched the Ravens game.
Yeah, so my mom is a Commanders fan, and my dad really only cares about UVA.
Yeah.
So it only became divided with me being a Hokie right as soon as I left.
Yeah.
Because I rooted for UVA with him up until I applied to Tech. I grew up a UVA fan.
Tell him to check out the podcast. We did 30 minutes of UVA with Preston Willett. We're going to go around the NFL in a second here. I just wanted to say something about Adam Peters' job. Adam Peters has a tough job, all right? He is taken over as the general manager for a franchise that has seen better days, right? He's taken over for a franchise that has been in the gutter for the last 25 years because of the previous ownership. Now, the good thing is this new ownership and this regime led by Josh Harris has let Adam Peters cook. They've let Adam Peters do his job.
Yep.
And they've backed off. And I like that. Now, the way Terry McLaurin was handled this offseason, it sucks. I blame the agent. I really do. I blame the agent. I blame Terry a little bit as well. But Adam Peters is getting some blame here, and I don't think it's his mistake, right? Like, the way it was handled, I don't think it was his fault, but we're kind of seeing the outcome of the way it was handled. Terry McLaurin missed training camp. Because of that, he did not, you know, play in full shape, probably rushed himself back, and he got hurt. Now, hopefully, he can return Sunday, and the rest is history, and we're not talking about a hobbled McLaurin. But if he continues to be hurt, everybody's going to be questioning the decision to hand him the contract. But when it was going on, everybody was saying, pay him whatever he wants. He's worth more than what he's asking for. That's why I blame the agent. But the Lattimore trade, I understand people blaming Adam Peters for that. He sucked. There's no other way to put it. He has sucked. But you had to make the move in my mind.
It felt like the right move at the time.
Paying Matt Gay $4 million, an overpaid average kicker. That's a mistake that's on Adam Peters. But if he had gone with Aston Seibert again or Zane Gonzalez, it could have been even more of a disaster. As bad as Matt Gay's been, he's also hit some big field goals for us, right? He missed
for 50. Hit a couple over 55,
And then he went from 53 right after that and nailed it. So his inconsistency has sucked. I'm not blaming it on Adam Peters, but I understand why people are upset with it because he probably overpaid him.
I think you take out that 37-yard miss, people are a little less.
Yeah. But drafting Bill, Adam Peters gets a ding for that, yes. Right? A seventh-round pick that's been our starting running back and one of the rookies of the year. The trade for Deebo Samuel. He's been our best player.
100%.
It's not even close. I love what Deebo has brought here. And I was the one that said, you can't pay McLaurin because what if Deebo goes off? Now we're in a bit of a pickle here. Trade for Tunsil. That's been huge. Last year, signing Wagner, Ertz, and Luvu, and they all came back to play for another year here. I mean, it's like some of these draft picks, all right, that he's not getting enough credit for are starting to blossom, right? And all he can do is plant the seeds.
Yeah.
As the general manager. That's all he can do. And then I look at it like this. He plants the seeds. The coaching staff has to go water the plants. They've got to take care of them, make sure that they're getting, you know, enough sunlight for photosynthesis. Then it's up to the players to work hard enough to get an opportunity to blossom. Like Dan Quinn said, you're going to get your name called. You have to be ready for it. But we're seeing Luke blossom. We're seeing Mikey Sanderson, Jalen Lane do good with more opportunities. So I just think that you're blaming Adam Peters here for anything. Like your anger's in the wrong spot. He's done way more good than he has bad, and he has a very difficult job. Once again, the Terry situation sucks. The way it was handled sucked. I'm not sure that he could have handled it better, because where would everybody be at right now if he was paid $40 million like he was basically asking for and he played two games, right? Are you freaking kidding me? I blame the agent. Agent wanted to get a payday, and Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin, that's, you never want to work for an agent that you're his biggest client. And I could say that about the magician down the street, right? It does not matter. You do not want to be the top client that your agent's working with, because then he wants to get paid off of you. Stupid. So Adam Peters got a tough job, and I think he's done way more good than he has bad. But I understand why people are complaining, because McLaurin's absence, it feels like it should be something you blame Adam Peters for, right? Oh, McLaurin's not there. Why? We didn't. Everybody knew we didn't have good enough wide receivers. Adam Peters let Zacchaeus go. How many freaking fans are saying that Adam Peters let a Hall of Famer go and De'Ami Brown? He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not even that good, right? I get it. We're in a pickle here. We're in a stickly wicket where we're throwing a Chris Moore. And it sucks. But we drafted Luke McCaffrey, all right? Cliff Kingsbury needs to give him more opportunities. He was just at the podium today talking about how they have a plan for him in place to get more opportunities. Jalen Lane was drafted. He needs more opportunities. Like, Adam Peters didn't go to Cliff Kingsbury and say, hey, let's give Chris Moore 30 snaps today. No, Cliff Kingsbury thinks that Chris Moore gives his team the best chance to make plays. And Cliff doesn't care about these rookies. Cliff is trying to put a resume together so he can get another job. He wants his offense to be top in the league. And he thinks Chris Moore gives him the best opportunity to do that. And why is that? Because the other guys are so young still. So I'm not blaming Adam Peters at all.
Yeah, he didn't tell Terry to sit out the entire offseason.
Yeah, believe me. Yeah. He didn't tell Terry to stretch at the goal line there to try to score and end up hurting his quad. And it sucks because I don't want to say anything negative about Terry, too. I love what Terry's done. But this team would not be 3-3 if Terry McLaurin played every game this year. I'm very confident about that. All right, let's go around the NFL here. We're going to pick our best games of the weekend. We call this NFL Hits on the Fan.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, rapid fire here. Let's see if Stubby can keep it up with his fingers, his stubby fingers on the dings and the dongs. Steelers-Bengals, one-star game. I mean, the quarterbacks are 40. It could be a zero-star game, but I'm a little intrigued. Rams-Jags, that's a three-star game. Wake up early, 9:30 a.m., to see Matthew Stafford against Trevor Lawrence. Great coaching matchup there. Liam Cohen should deserve a lot of credit. He was part of Baker Mayfield having success last year, has gone to Jacksonville, and he has kept Trevor Lawrence's job.
Yes.
Right? I mean, yeah. There were people that thought Trevor Lawrence was going to be out of the NFL possibly if it didn't work this season. And then Matthew Stafford, of course, working with Sean McVay. So great coaching matchup. That's a, what did I say? That's a three-star
game.
That's
a three.
Saints-Bears, one star. I'm kind of with you. If you have the Bears in Survivor, maybe take them. Dolphins Browns is a dud game of the week. Sure Patriots Titans is a one star matchup. There, I do expect Mike Vrabel to roll into Tennessee and conquer Nashville once again. Raiders Chiefs, I'm going to give that 2 stars because I want to see if the Chiefs are really back, they will win this game and cover the 12.5-point spread. Eagles Vikings, 2-star game. I'm actually excited for this one. And
JJ might be back too.
If he's not, though, I'm be more intrigued for Carson Wentz to go up against his old team. Panthers, Jets, dud.
Dud.
Thank God the Panthers are on the road because I can't stand their fans leaving early again.
Rico Dowdle's going to get another 250.
I don't know. I think Chuba Hubbard's working his way back.
Is he going to get that job back?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, but I think he's getting paid more. Giants, Broncos. 1-star game for me. Not much interest in that at all. There's way better 4 o'clock games. Like Colts Chargers. That's a 3-star game right there. I want to see those two teams duel it out from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Chargers, Colts, 3 stars. I didn't think I'd be saying that about Justin Herbert against Daniel Jones, and yet here we are. Justin Herbert, Daniel Jones, grab your popcorn, get ready. Packers, Cardinals. 1-star game. I think Packers roll into Glendale, Arizona, State Farm Stadium, and they will be discount double-checking all the way home. They're going to win that one easily. They've got a 6.5-point spread. I would knock that down and hammer it. Falcons, 49ers, 2-star game on Sunday Night Football. Pair of Monday night games, and one of them is a 3-star matchup between Tampa Bay and Detroit. Could be an NFC Championship game preview.
Sure
could. Absolutely. Yeah. Could be a battle of the two MVPs with the way Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield have played this year. And then Texans, Seahawks, I'm going to say 2 stars. And Texans, if they lose this game, their season might be cooked. So that's why I give it another reason to watch here. And Sam Darnold also in MVP. We're going to watch 3 MVP candidates at the quarterback position, and the names are not Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar. Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, and Sam Darnold. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You can hear Michael Phillips, MP on the mic from 10 to 12 noon every day here on AWOD Radio. He joins us right now for a segment we call Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, how are you?
Doing well. How's it going, Adam?
Going good here, and it is rivalry week here on The Fan. And I gave a story from my childhood for how much I hate Dallas. If you missed it, you can rewind. Check that out at 12:45. Hear about a 7-year-old AWOD getting his heart broken at FedEx Field. But you're from Kansas City. Who's the team that you grew up hating most?
Well, in college, it's Kansas, Missouri. That's the border war, Jayhawks and the Tigers. The Chiefs' rival is the then Oakland Raiders. I don't know that it's got the same juice now in Vegas, but Chiefs Raiders was definitely the de facto rivalry.
Yeah, and I know we've talked before about, you know, your family and your brother's diehard fan. I know you love the Jayhawks, but do you live and die by every win? Like, do you deep down hate Mizzou?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely hate Missouri, and that goes back like the border war. You know, they renamed it into like the border battle or something stupid a few years ago. But it's called the border war because there was a literal actual war during the Civil War. A group from Missouri came and burned the city of Lawrence, Kansas, to the ground, and then they rebuilt it, and then they came back and burned it down again.
No way.
So there's good origin story on that rivalry. That's more than just football, there, Adam.
Wow, I love that. So, like, do you have memories as a kid of, like, hating on Mizzou?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and those were epic. You know, basketball is the sport at Kansas, obviously. Yeah. And those were epic games between the Tigers and the Jayhawks, often with the Big 8 title on the line back when they allowed a conference with 8 teams in it. You know, Norm Stewart was the coach of Mizzou. Quinn Snyder, who ended up in the NBA for a while, took over. And of course, Roy Williams on our side, and then Bill Self. There were some epic games. And then when Missouri announced they were leaving for the SEC, we declared we weren't going to play them anymore.
Yeah.
And so there was the big final year, you know, final matchups ever. And both of those were, I mean, those are as charged of arenas as I've ever been in my life. Those final games on each side, in each home arena. Now they're back to playing each other, but we kind of lost a generation there with the conference switch. You know, Texas A&M, that's another one I grew up around. That's one that went on hiatus for a little while. So when I hear like USC and Notre Dame are going to quit playing, that makes me sad because those rivalries are some of my favorite memories.
No, it's a great story, and I love a good rivalry. And this is Rivalry Week on AWOD Radio, Washington against Dallas. Now, you grew up in Kansas City, but you got to cover this rivalry on the Commanders Redskins beat. How would you define this rivalry?
This is one where the Cowboys have always been uppity about refusing to acknowledge it. They're like, all the NFC's teams are our rivals. Everybody hates us, right? Like, we're America's team. You know, they kind of play that game where, like, oh, you're one of many rivals we have. I think this game means something to them and means something to Jerry Jones because of the legacy, because of how often this was a meaningful, significant game for a very long time in the 90s and you know, big during Super Bowl runs for each team. You know, the other side got them, which was big. I think in recent years, I just think of the great moments this game has produced. Certainly Santana Moss coming to the top of that list, Colt McCoy on Monday Night Football down there in Dallas. This is a matchup where the record has really often had very little correlation to the outcome of the game when the two teams meet.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the Cowboys documentary that came out recently, the Gambler and His Cowboys with Jerry Jones, and John Madden pregame on one of the clips says this is a great matchup because you know one of these teams is the best in the league, and he was talking about Washington, who then went on to lose that game to the Dallas Cowboys. So there have been some fantastic matchups in this rivalry.
And you can find fans who would say, yes, that was one of the greatest teams in NFL history. Yes, that was one of the greatest seasons to be a fan. And it still irks them that the Cowboys fans have that on them, that during that great year, the Cowboys got them. And that was one of their very few moments of weakness, of losses. All right, that's the good stuff in rivalries where, you know, it doesn't matter if one team's up and one team's down. It's a bragging rights game. And here in Richmond, we all know a ton of Cowboys fans. God bless them. They're, you know, some of them are even good people. But you always want that bragging rights on somebody who you're going to see regularly. And it just seems like this was born destined to be a great rivalry.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a good coaching matchup between Schottenheimer Jr. and Dan Quinn, as Dan was on the staff in Dallas as the defensive coordinator. You know, in my lifetime, I think of the positive against the Cowboys when we got to Tony Romo over and over again. Then it was like Rob Thomas or something picked him off on a screen pass there. But then I believe it was like the very next year, Dez Bryant got us in the end zone.
So many great moments, of course. I mean, you go straight to that RG3 game in 2012, which is just an incredible moment in FedEx Field history. That and the Hail Mary are probably the two I immediately gravitate to when you talk about great moments in Washington home history at that stadium, you know, post RFK, to just the all-time great moments to be a fan. And because of the stakes, right? So many Thanksgiving games. Certainly the motif Cowboys and Indians, you know, which played so well into so many millions of homes every year on Thanksgiving. RG3 had the breakout game on Thanksgiving, then backs it up at home. We're going to get the Christmas game between the two this year. It's a game TV always wants to broadcast because you know the interest is going to be so intense in that game and the play is going to be so high.
What do you think about this matchup here on Sunday with two offenses that have at times been really, really good, and two defenses that have looked like historically bad defenses?
Yeah, last team with the ball wins, right? I don't see either team turning it around this weekend. I certainly hope I'm wrong. Hope the Commanders figure out a way to stop Dak Prescott, but he's playing at just a really high level right now. I think that's going to be very difficult to do. I think you're looking at winning this game by scoring 35 points. I look back to that Cowboys-Giants game as maybe a blueprint here where, you know, there are some mistakes, but there's also just a lot of points scored both ways. I don't see this Dallas defense as turning a corner, and I think this will be a good get-right game for Jaden Daniels, for Bill. And, you know, some questions swirling around those guys. I'm not worried about them at all. I think they come to play and have a good game. The question is, can that defense get right? I'm not optimistic. I think Dak's playing really well. They've got two phenomenal receivers. I don't think we've got two phenomenal corners when you're matching up in man. You know, Quan Martin's going to get a chance to redeem himself after a rough finish to the game. But on the whole, I think that sometimes you look at it on paper and that's what's going to happen. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I think if Washington's going to win this game, it's got to look like the playoff game at Detroit, where everybody's saying there's no way you're going to win this game. Your defense can't stop them. You're going to have to score last. And yet they came out and had an awesome start, and the defense caused the turnovers with blitzes into Jared Goff's face there. That's what we're going to have to do, is somehow force Dak Prescott into a bad throw by blitzing. And, of course, just like that Detroit game, a fast start is going to be everything, and yet this team has been blanked in the first quarter 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and you're hoping Joe Witt's got some secret sauce here, right? You know, obviously they played last year, so it's not like this is a novelty matchup, and Dan Quinn faced them plenty when he was with the Falcons as well, but you're hoping that those little insights, those little bits of knowledge can pay off this week and put him in a bad tendency, a bad spot, something where you get the opportunity, and then you nailed it. You just got to convert on those things. You know, how many opportunities have they had for interceptions this year they didn't convert on? Nobody gets 100%, but these guys have been, it seems, particularly bad at it.
What are you expecting in terms of today's injury report and practice report from Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, you know, I'm nervous about this continued limited because I think he's a guy who needs the reps out there, needs the work. I don't think we're trending in a great direction here. You got the Monday night game on the other side, so that buys you a little more time. I'm getting antsy, though. I think you probably are, too. That's a guy we want to see out there, especially with Noah Brown going to IR. he's a different, and Debo not practicing today as well, it sounds like, out there with his bruised heel. It sounds like he's going to get veteran days here on in. It's not a great situation, that's for sure.
Yeah, Adam Schefter just reporting 2 minutes ago. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin, who missed the past three games with a quad injury, was not present at today's practice ahead of Sunday's game. That's not the news I wanted to hear. I said earlier, if he's not full on Friday, he's not playing.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah, tomorrow we'll get that gauge. He's just, you can't throw him out there blind at this point. He just hasn't had enough work with Jaden Daniels. As you saw in the first two games, practice does matter.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury brought that up in his press conference, and I really liked what he had to say, but it's so true. Jaden has missed practice. Terry has missed practice. Doesn't matter who you want to be the starting running back. That guy has missed practice as well. And yet, the offense is not the biggest reason this team is 3-3 at all. The offense has not been a problem.
No, Cliff's rolling, man. Cliff's calling some great plays, but you sense his frustration with not having the guys out there, and I don't blame him for that. That even goes back to training camp, right? I need my guys on the grass to see what I've got. He's doing a great job of making the most of it. But yeah, at some point, you got to have the team out there to practice.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's, of course, AUDACY. If you're listening to the show on the go, you can tweet us your thoughts. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. It's rivalry week here on AWOD Radio because I hate Dallas. Dallas, I hate. I cannot stand that franchise. Yeah, this is the theme song from this week on The Fan. And every week on AWOD Radio, we go behind enemy lines and are joined by a reporter who covers the opposition. It's time to go behind enemy lines on The Fan.
All right, AWOD Army members. It's time to go on a mission. A secret mission. Behind enemy lines. We scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
And joining us right now from Dallas, host and producer, does pregame, halftime, and postgame shows. It's our buddy Walt Chisholm. What's going on, Walt?
Well, hey, how you doing, Adam? I just want to let you know, we love you here in Dallas. You're our favorite, biggest fan up there in where you're at. We love you here.
I appreciate that, man, and it's always fun to get you back on the show. I mean, let's just start with this, though. Dak Prescott had his hamstring ripped off the bone last year, and I thought his season was done. His career might have been done. He looks like he's never looked better this season. It's unreal.
Yeah, Dak for MVP, right? Is that what's going on up there? What you guys going on too?
He's in the conversation. He's not Baker Mayfield. That's who's leading it for me.
Oh, really, really? And you guys got your quarterback back last week, and then didn't he go out there and lose a game last week?
No, he came back in L.A. and looked terrific in the second half. And then there's nobody here, all right, that is putting all the blame on Jaden Daniels. Outside of Jaden Daniels, he came out and told the media, I lost focus. And you know what? That means bad news for Cowboys fans because he is going to be locked in for this Sunday.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean, you are going up against a easy defense, so if that gives you any hope, you can take that with you to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've been saying this game reminds me of Washington going to Detroit and whooping their butts last year in the divisional championship game. All week long, everyone said, how are you going to stop the Cowboys? The question should be, how are the Cowboys going to stop Washington? If we walk the ball up the field every single time and then go for two like we've been successful at doing under Dan Quinn, this team could score 64 points. It could be eight drives, eight touchdowns, and you take a big fat L.
Well, here's the question I got for you, Mr. Epstein. How do you plan on – because I don't know if you know this, but CeeDee Lamb looks like he's going to be playing on Sunday. So I'm curious how you plan on stopping the two-headed monster of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
blitz all night. We're going to move Dak Prescott off his spot.
Well, you know we got a good running game, too.
I know you do, but I'm not scared of it. I'm really not. I mean, Javonte Williams is a good story. We've played tougher running backs this season, and I do think we are going to be so locked in defensively in terms of setting the edge. We had a good matchup last week in terms of stopping the run, and the problem was we couldn't stop the runs on the outside. I mean, it was the way the game played out for Washington against Chicago. Every single time DeAndre Swift ran up the middle, it was like 1 yard. On the outside, he was picking up first down. So, I feel like we're going to be locked in defensively and be much better against the run this week, and that'll force Dallas to be one-dimensional. What is the Dallas game plan for stopping Washington?
Well, here's the thing. After calling last week's game, it's very determined that Dak Prescott is going to have to put up 40 to 50 points to win a football game. And I don't know if you know this or not, Adam. See, I've done some research on my quarterback, and I've noticed that when he gets about 40 to 45 passes a game, that ball starts to get a little tricky and it starts going into other defenses' hands.
Yeah.
When he gets up that high. So we need to keep him between, you know what, At first I was saying 35 to 40. If we can keep him to 40 to 45, that's good. But anything over 45, we're going to start seeing the ball going the other direction.
I will absolutely take 40-plus attempts by Dak Prescott. That means that you've given up on the running game. You've abandoned it and become a one-dimensional offense that lets us pin our ears back and for Von Miller to have a good game. What is the latest with the Dallas offensive line in the health?
Say it one more time. I didn't hear you.
What is the health with the Dallas offensive line right now?
Well, you know, the thing is we got a lot of guys. It's next man up with us.
Yeah.
And our offensive line has been pretty good. They've held up for Dak. Dak hasn't been taking too many sacks. Man, listen, Rico Dowdle, he came home last week, and he just tore into us. That's just all it was. It was a homecoming game for him. He saw us, and he said, barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Well, I think Bill's going to see you guys. He's going to see barbecue ribs. Get ready for Bill. Get ready for the Bill attack here this Sunday. You don't know about this running back. This seventh-round pick that played one game last year, taking the NFL by storm already. And, look, the whole conversation this week with Bill is going to be, you got to tape a football to your arms and sleep with it. Because if he doesn't fumble, he's going to have a great game.
Well, I can tell you this. Here in Dallas, everybody kind of wants Matt Eberflus' head on a platter right now. They're not happy with him. They want this guy gone. You know, my guy Jerry Jones, you know, just celebrated a birthday, owner of the team. He doesn't believe in firing coaches mid-season. So, you know, everybody wants to fire, but Jerry doesn't really do that. Like he said one time, things would have to go terribly wrong for us to fire somebody like that in the middle of the season.
What is the weight of this matchup here? How important is it to you in terms of winning the division? Are you like me thinking Philly's already crumbling, New York's not that good, they just had a couple of, you know, good games, and Jackson Dart, it's the, you know, the beginner's luck right now with him. Do you feel like the winner of this game is going to maybe be in the driver's seat to win the division?
Well, call my guy Jerry crazy, but he did an interview the other day, and he said, well, the division is – he said, with you guys losing, what was that, Monday night?
Yeah.
He said, we're not too worried because the division is still up for grabs. You know, you guys lost, we lost, and the Eagles have lost. So, I mean, the division is still up in the air. It's not a guarantee that the Eagles could win this thing, or you guys could win, or us could win. The Giants could creep up there and get this thing. You know, we haven't had a back-to-back winner in the division. I can't even think of the last time we had one.
22 years. Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb. I talk about it all the time, Walt. Let me tell you this, though. All right, Walt Chisholm with us here as we go behind enemy lines from Dallas. You can check out his work pregame, postgame, and halftime as well. There's only one team in the NFC East that remains undefeated in the division, and that is the Washington Commanders. That's how big this game is. We could take a two-game lead on Dallas in the division. Philly's already coughed up an L. The Giants have two divisional losses, and you're going to get another one to Washington later this year. This is for the division for Washington.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm personally looking forward to serving you guys a hot L this Sunday as you guys come to AT&T Stadium. the penthouse, the playpen. And I'm looking, you know, I'm telling you something, Adam Epstein. I'm excited about this new stadium you guys are going to be getting here pretty soon.
Yeah. No, it should definitely be awesome. I mean, I can't wait to go to the entertainment district that they develop. But right now, so for Sunday, the over-under's at 54.5. The spread is in Washington's favor. How about that, home team? Spread in Washington's favor right now. What is your official prediction for Sunday?
Adam Epstein, I don't give scores. I don't give numbers. I only do dubs and L's.
Okay. All right. All right, Walt. Walt for a W.
Yeah. So give me a dub for the Dallas Cowboys. I can't pick against my Cowboys. Listen, this Washington Cowboys rivalry goes back ages and centuries. Now, you know, we could be on a hot streak and have to play you guys, and you guys could be one of the worst teams in the NFL, and you still will find a way to beat the Cowboys in my time coming up. So this thing go either way, but I personally believe, Epstein, that this Sunday, 3:25, you guys are going to be getting ready to get served a hot L. And it's nothing personal, it's just business.
That's what I've been saying. It's like we're hosting the same show. This is a business trip for Washington. We're going to Dallas in suits, and we're going to take care of business on this business trip. Come back 4-3, tied for first place in the division. I can't wait for this. I got myself a Brian Arakpo hoodie in studio here. I'm going to bring it to San Francisco and put it on you when Washington wins. You like that?
Oh, wow. You know, yeah, because you know what? I want you to get – I got a Cowboys polo ready for you, sir.
All right.
I see you in San Francisco to wear – when you guys lose this game.
Yeah. we'll do a jersey swap like we're playing in it.
and we'll do the whole take a picture thing just like they do.
Yeah, I'm with it. All right, Walt, appreciate you taking the time to join me, man. We'll be checking out your work on Sunday.
Yeah, if I could just please tell everybody, yes, check us out. It's at BFBDFW on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Check us out. Man, you know, Adam Epstein, I don't know if you're busy Sunday. We might need to see if we can get you on the post-game show.
I'd be down. I'd be down. You got my information. Hit me up.
Yeah. We could arrange that. Have you pop on the post-game show? You know, after we serve you guys as hot ale.
Well, that's
the
thing. I only work after a win.
All right. Oh, okay.
So if we lose, you can lose my number.
Well, the thing is, we want you to come on there and give the Commander fans a speech to. Keep them, you know, get them back right.
The rah-rah.
After you lose this game. Yeah, give them a rah-rah speech, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be down, and they're going to look to you as their fearless leader to bring them back.
Walt, I appreciate you joining the show, man. Thanks a lot.
Love you, Adam Epstein.
Yep, that's our buddy Walt Chisholm. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I don't know about that stub. I like him. I didn't like his use of my last name.
Dude, he said your name.
I mean, my God, it was like he was trying to make a point here. You could list how many times he said Epstein. There's a reason I go by AWOD on the mic. God, Walt. Just throw him. He was trying to do bits there, right? He was literally trying to do bits. He was creating a list of how many times he said Epstein. Kind of pissed me off. Now I really want to win this game.
I see what you're doing there.
Now I really want to win this game. For me, for Epstein, we're going to win this game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb and I were just talking about what everybody's going to be for Halloween. We're going to have to do a whole Halloween show.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be a Friday
night. Yeah, it's a Friday.
It's going to be a Friday, live from River City Roll on a Football Friday. New rule on 910 The Fan. We roll. I have listeners that are going to be coming to the Halloween party that I'll be going to, so I don't want to spoil what I will be dressed up as. But I want to know if you agree with my friend or not. He's okay. Throwing a party, all right? He's got an awesome graphic for it. I think he's calling it Fright Night, all right? I love a Halloween house party, way more than the bars. Halloween house parties are the best.
Right?
And he's going to make like a special drink. Yeah. But so I sent him a text and I said, just got my costume, think I'm going to win costume of the year. And I sent him a photo of me outside of Spirit Halloween. And he said, if you shopped at Spirit Halloween, you're definitely not going to win.
He's right.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Because it's not original?
Well, if you're going for the best costume and there's no DIY involved, you don't have a great shot, generally speaking.
DIY meaning do it yourself.
A little bit of crafting.
I actually hate these losers that do it themselves. Because a lot of times they don't do it right. I mean, I've been impressed with a lot of females that do it.
They do, yeah.
Do it themselves. They DIY their costume. The guys that I know that DIY their costume, they end up being like a referee
or a football
That's player.
That's not
and
what
it's
I'm
stupid.
Talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about like you made a sword.
Okay.
You know, like
so
that's
I,
the kind
I
of
did,
like if you buy like Amazon or Spirit, you're not winning.
Well, I did actually go to Spirit, and then I bought an add-on for my costume from Amazon.
Yep, so you're not.
I actually think my costume is great though. And it's a couple's costume, and I'm looking forward to it. Halloween, just 15 days away. Do you know what you're going to be?
Nope.
I encourage all of our audience to dress up as characters of this station. I would love for someone to dress up as Michael Phillips. Just go get a microphone and a Seinfeld wig.
Like a buttoned up, like, striped plaid shirt.
Maybe you just get a newspaper, right?
Oh, that's good.
You got Hazel, we got Megan, we got Jeremy, and we got Stubby Stubb. Be funny if someone dressed up as a 910 The Fan character. Every day on AWOD Radio, we close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Game Day. Game Day. All right, it's an NFL Game Day. You know, that's going to pretty much dominate. Now, you've been telling me that you and your fans, your friend Stubb, have been all in on the Seattle Mariners and Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Big game tonight for them. Game 4, Seattle leads 2-1. I'm rooting for Toronto, though. I kind of love that we get Max Scherzer on the mound here. Mad Max in a postseason baseball game. Sign me up. He's just has not been himself this season. He's also 41 years old now. And I feel like he hasn't pitched in maybe a month. But he's going to be the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays tonight. So that is certainly something I'm looking forward to tonight here on Game Day. But I feel like you got to hype up the NFL, right?
It's what I'm going to watch.
Yeah, me too. Thursday Night Football, the battle of the old quarterbacks. I mean, let me just ask you this. Would you put money on one of these quarterbacks not finishing the game. They're both 40 and 41. Would you put money on it?
No,
either of them
missing? No. They've been making it through.
Yeah. I actually like what did the spread open as in this game? I feel like it opened at like 8. No, it says it opened at 5.5. So it's sitting at 5.5 right now. I would like Cincinnati to cover if it was 9. That would be my number. If I could tease it up to 9, I don't think the Steelers win by double digits. But I am pretty confident the Steelers get the win. Look, they've been a solid football team all season long. And here's the big thing that is going for Pittsburgh right now. They are consistently scoring and consistently having touchdown passes, something that Justin Fields didn't do last year, and for a while Russell Wilson was up and down with.
Yeah.
Right? Aaron Rodgers has been a kind of a game manager this year, right? I mean, he's 25th in yards, so it's not like he's airing it out like Aaron Rodgers usually is. He only has 10 touchdowns, which isn't even, you know, top 8 at all in terms of NFL quarterbacks. He's got 3 interceptions, none in the last 2 weeks here. He's kind of just managing he's doing what a good quarterback with a great defense should do.
Yeah.
Right? Don't lose the game. Convert third downs. Target DK Metcalf, your number one receiver, often. And also, Aaron Rodgers is sneaky good at play action rollouts. That's been his sneaky skill, I feel like, his entire career. Is he does this bit where he like will fake hand it off with one hand, keep the ball in his other hand. Then by the time he bootlegs, he's got his eyes downfield.
I think we're kind of watching the same thing with Seattle.
Yeah.
A really good defense.
Yeah.
One super good receiver and a good enough quarterback in Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold's been airing it out more than Rodgers.
Yeah.
But I think Pittsburgh's defense is better than Seattle's. But yeah, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati tonight. I mean, let me ask you this. Is there a chance tonight that tomorrow is a Football Friday with another head coach being fired? I think
Zach
yes.
Taylor.
Zach Taylor. Home. Remember I said home game, you get blown out. Prime time if you get blown out. And if you fall to 2-5, your season's
That's
pretty
five
much
five straight struck. Losses.
Yeah.
I think...
That's the other thing. Five straight losses? That seems to be enough to get fired.
I think ownership would give him at least 3 Flacco games.
Really?
You made the move.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the question. Did he make that move, or was that the general manager making that move? Because I think both could end up getting fired.
Jake Browning, right? You have to move on at some point.
And now we're just seeing 18 minutes ago, source, Bengals Trey Hendrickson out for Thursday Night Football. He had been hobbled with a back injury, but had been, I think he'd been playing, right? Just been playing through it. Yeah, I mean, he played last week against the Packers and had 2 tackles and a half a sack. But, yeah. No, he's out. That's, you know what? Maybe I will lock in the Steelers spread here. Just put a little cash on -5.5. I like it. Even though I don't like to back Aaron Rodgers, but when Stubb and Biff, our intern, were putting me against the wall, backing me up, and I guaranteed a playoff spot by the Steelers, I gotta go with Aaron
Rodgers.
We
didn't fight you on a playoff spot.
No, but you fought me on everything about Pittsburgh this year. Why they went with Aaron Rodgers, why Tomlin still has a job, why Steelers fans are not happy with a playoff berth. You guys fought me to death on it. I mean, my goodness.
It was the hardest
week of my life was having to deal with, having to back up freaking Aaron Rodgers. Ayahuasca Rodgers.
If you make it to the playoff and he's in the playoff game, I'll admit you're right.
Yeah. But then you're going to be like, but then they lost. They lost. Well, of course. Because you know what happens every year? Only one team can win it all. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And a fun show today. If you missed it, you can rewind. Check out our buddy Preston Willett, who joined us to talk a little UVA. We went around the NFL, picked the games of the week, and dove into the Commanders rivalry. I gave you a little bit of a story of why I hate Dallas. Grant Polson, Danny Ruye, drive you home on The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.